Hello, I'm Terry Eagleton. I'm the author of a book called Why Marx Was Right. My dangerous idea, if you like, is that the humanities, at least the humanities as we know them, may be dying, maybe in fact dead on their feet, globally speaking. Our society has less and less time for the kinds of values which they incarnate. And what we're witnessing, I think, historically, is a momentous moment in which a very long and honourable tradition in which the humanities and education and the universities have behaved as a centre of critique of other sorts of social practices, other sorts of social institutions, is now almost over. I think that is extremely alarming, because the humanities, however ineffective, however separate, however idealist they may have been, have always tried to have that bearing upon the wider society, to bring it to task, to hold it to responsibility. Now, what we're seeing globally in universities throughout the world, and I spend most of my life travelling from one to the other, is the utterly boneheaded and philistine attempt to instrumentalise the humanities so they become merely functional for advanced capitalist means, and anything that doesn't fit in to that ludicrously narrow scheme is simply thrown out. I live in Ireland and I teach sometimes in Britain, and from where I come from, whole departments of philosophy, of literature certainly, it's pretty clear that there are some long-term plans, not just to delimit them, but to close them down entirely, because they don't fit the philistine, hard-nosed priorities of a society that really wouldn't recognise a humane value if it fell into their lap. I think it's a sort of culmination of a long process of what you might call managerialisation, whereby an older situation in which the humanities were not so pressurised. Maybe they were rather marginal, certainly, rather quaint, rather ineffective. But now I think the priorities of capitalism are so strident and so commanding that anything that doesn't, as it were, have an immediate functional value, what they call in Britain impact, the impact of humanities, which is measured in ludicrously narrow terms, so that the humanities are involved in long-term meditations, you know, upon quite fundamental issues, issues which in the end are very vital to the quality and health of civilizations. And I think that, you know, now advanced capitalism has become so rampant, so concerned, so assured that there is no other kind of logic in human life, that it's riding roughshod over them in a way that, as I say, does actually presage their possible disappearance.
That's literary theorist Terry Eagleton's dangerous idea. Want to hear more? You'll find a whole slew of ideas to shake up your thinking on our website, ttbook.org.